Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now into the third hour. Already it just blew past us, blasted past us, exploded past us. And we got Dr. Breeding coming up to talk about the new Freedom Initiative. Oh, it's freedom. It must be good. Yeah, and freedom, I guess they should have called Nazi concentration camp freedom sites. Actually, they did have signs over it that said, you get your freedom here, or you get liberated here. So I shouldn't joke about that. War is peace, freedom is slavery, the ministry of love is where they torture you. The propaganda ministry is called the ministry of truth because they lie. The ministry of plenty starves you to death. Up is down, down is up, black is white is black. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. I was going to go to Jason. He just hung up. So Pat in Ohio, then Dave, Gavin, James, and others. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
I was listening to your show, and I'm thinking, first of all, 1927, I was told that they purposefully blew up the dams in New Orleans. And I'm wondering, do you think they did this again? Because that's what some people are saying. That
well, I mean, there purposefully... are, these aren't urban legends. Cops are saying it. Parole officers are saying it. I don't know, you see, because I can't prove that, so I just move past it. And I go, but I can prove that FEMA sabotaged the phone lines, jammed police communications as the hurricane hit, was caught in three different parishes cutting communication lines, and the sheriff's departments had to post armed guards to stop them, and they blocked the rescue workers for 5 days from getting in to exacerbate the disaster so they'd get more FEMA funding.
Right, I heard about that. Why did they, that was the purpose, to get more FEMA funding?
Yes, the worse things get, the more funding they get, the more control. And, oh, FEMA needs total control. We need to get rid of Posse Comitatus. Only, you know, foreign troops can save us. So we caught them red-handed sabotaging and making it as bad as they could. So, yeah, they probably blew up those levees. But I can't prove that, but I can prove they sabotaged just as good.
And the transponders, what are they? What are the transponders?
Radio frequency identification devices. They're little tracker chips that have your number, your ID on them, or your vehicle inspection sticker number that accesses an entire file on everything about you and what you buy and sell and do and all your histories and who you're married to. And, you know, they know your mother's maiden name. They know what you hide under your bed, like the song says. In fact, cue that up. I haven't played that in a while. I want to play that later. And so you're driving down the road. They know from radio reader to radio reader how fast you're driving. You'll be issued automatic tickets. That's publicly admitted. They will tax you according to a little bank account or a monthly statement for how far you drive according to radio reader point. And or they can just do it off your driver's license plates, your tags, scanning them from point to point and measuring when you crossed a certain line and computing that as well. So that's what RFID is being used for in the cars. In the garbage trucks, it's going to be used to scan all the RFID in your garbage for a history of what you're buying and doing and see if it matches up to your new national sales tax they're going to have. They're going to call a fair tax, big neocon scam. They're going to keep the income tax on it as well. And RFID is going into a lot of the clothes, Gillette razors, Michelin tires, and it'll be in all products as of last year if Walmart would have had its way, but we got that blocked for now. But they're implementing piecemeal, and that is a Defense Department program with Walmart trying to force all manufacturers and distributors to adopt RFID. Just type in Walmart Defense Department demand RFID into Google. You'll get news articles where 4 years ago they ordered all manufacturers to do it, a huge Defense Department program to totally enslave you and your family. Just the facts, man. Anything else?
Yeah, I got another question about Iran. I was listening to you earlier, and even though you know this government is corrupt, very evil, and the people controlling it, you know, they're abusing the power. However, I don't have a lot of trust in Iran either.
Oh, certainly.
They said a lot of negative things about Israel, and I really believe if they had the ability, and they keep telling people that they're there, that they have a nuclear plant to just produce electricity, and I don't buy that.
Yeah, you know what, Pat, I appreciate your call. Let me comment on that when you get back, because it's an important point, and this is where the psychology comes in. Stay with us. Dr. Breeding coming up. We'll get to your calls early in this interview. Don't worry, I will do it. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To briefly try to answer Pat's question, she said, you know, I know our government's corrupt, but, you know, Iran, they're pretty bad, too. I mean, they've said they want to get Israel. And they've said that they want to attack them or they want Israel gone. So she said, I don't trust them. Well, number one, they're a sovereign country. Number two, they're not saying what North Korea is saying, that they will nuke us and kill us, or what the head of the Chinese military said in a press conference he wanted us to know. I will destroy your 200 biggest cities, and they got the missiles to do it. So what does our government do? Give them all the supercomputer secrets, the missile secrets, Bush. I mean, Clinton did all that stuff, and then Bush just took all the restrictions off. I mean, why don't the neocons ever talk about that? They've totally let the UN run their country, which is bad enough, totally control everything they're doing. The, quote, breaking the seals is just going back to enriching it for peaceful purposes that you can't even make a bomb with. It takes, again, thousands of centrifuges and years to do it. Our media acts like they're about to A-bomb us tomorrow, and I think they're introducing that into our heads because I think the globalists that run things are very ruthless. They might just do it and say, see, it's your fault all this happened. See, you peaceniks, you caused us to be attacked. Now, criticism of the government's outlawed. You caused us to be hit by the A-bomb in 06 or 07. I mean, the globalists have been caught over and over again carrying out terror attacks. I mean, I've had CIA guys on again a couple weeks ago, two high-level analysts, one of them the CIA commander in Afghanistan, and they both had to admit, yes, our government has carried out terror attacks all over the world, specifically in Iran in 53, to blame it on their government, to take their government down. Blew up mosque, folks. Well, the globalists are saying we're going to get nuked. Well, who has the motive for that? Meanwhile, most of our industry and everything's already been transferred to China, who gives press conferences saying we're targeting 200 cities. We will attack you if you get involved in any of our interests anywhere in the world. And it's, oh, we love you, good, you're threatening. They're going to have two communist Chinese parades in D.C. and Maryland this year where they're going to play a song that is the national torture anthem. This is mainstream news in front of me right now, that they torture the Falun Gong and others, too, at the re-education centers, and that's the songs they're going to play in their marching bands. Can you imagine Iranian marching bands? I mean, this is like a Twilight Zone episode. Oh, here, have the Panama Canal. Oh, here, have the... Remember that political football of running around and talking about how evil Clinton was, selling us out to China? Clinton was doing that because he was corrupt, because the globalists, the corporate interests, wanted it done. Then Bush comes in and says, I'm taking all supercomputer restrictions off. I'm going to let you have cruise missile factory diagrams. Not just the cruise missiles, but the whole diagram on how to build the factory. And then won't even sell Tinker Toy 1950s era style destroyers to Taiwan. And he's so good. He's so good. It's just all baloney. And all these Democrats, we got to do something about Bush. It's the Democratic leaders are cheerleading more for war, unless you're talking about Murtha or Ron Paul, who's a Republican. All the rest are just worshiping. We need to attack more countries. It just shows. Meanwhile, the Democrats voted with the Republicans for new freedom, for the national ID cards, for all of it. Dr. John Breeding, author of The Wildest Colts Make the Best Horses, and other books that he's written that we carry. Just amazing stuff that you need to have. Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate by Dr. Eisenstein's also on the website. Wildest Colts Make the Best Horses by Dr. Breeding, and True Nature and Great Misunderstanding by Dr. Breeding. We carry those on Infowars.com. But he's here for the balance of the hour, the next... He has 48 minutes or so with us to, we'll also take some calls, folks, I know you're holding, to give us, well, for those that don't know, what the New Freedom Initiative is and how they're using things like private universities to push it, public schools, private schools. They're having trouble getting states to pass it, and they've admitted it's a eugenics program, really, first and foremost. Dr. Breeding's gotten them to admit that in state hearings here locally in Austin at the State House. And then now there's been a lot of new developments, increases in suicide since they started all this drugging nationwide. We don't have national numbers and county numbers from around the country. Dr. Breeding, good to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex, good to be back.
You bet. It's always an honor, my friend. Kind of recap it for people that don't know what New Freedom is, and then just give us a play-by-play. Give us a synopsis, an intelligence report.
New Freedom is one of those words that immediately makes your hair stand on end when you have any kind of Orwellian awareness, like all your listeners do. New freedom really means no freedom, really means new intrusion and new control. But specifically in this context, it's a Bush Presidential Commission that came out with its report in the summer of 2003 called the New Freedom Commission, and basically recommendations about how to structure and run the so-called mental health system in the United States. The people behind the New Freedom Commission were the same people that were behind the so-called Texas Medication Algorithm Project, that's called TMAP. And basically that was an alliance between the mental health system here in Texas, MHMR, and the pharmaceutical industry. And so they developed these so-called algorithms, which are basically formularies that say, you know, if you have such and such an illness, you get such and such a drug. So if ADHD, then Ritalin, if depression, then Prozac, like that, on up to electroshock. And so the pharmaceutical industry was interested because they helped fund it, because if they get their product points on there, it guarantees hundreds of millions of dollars a year in sales through the state mental health services. And that was put in place in the mid-1990s. A lot of the same people on that committee got on to, pointed to the President's New Freedom Commission. They then came out with recommendations, which included this idea of universal mental health screening, that we should have access to the population everywhere, and including the child population in the schools and elsewhere, and be able to screen them. And so that's the mental health screening and the teen screen and this whole dynamic, so that wherever you can screen people, you find them as quote unquote mentally ill. And in today's climate, that means they get drugs. So it's basically a mass marketing scheme, very successful for the pharmaceutical industry. It's called the New Freedom Initiative. And that's where it comes from. Where it's at now is that we blocked the codification of those principles into law in the last legislative session, thanks to your help. And but they're going on and trying to do it with little pilot programs around the state.
And Dr. Breeding, all over the country, they're also pushing this. In Illinois, they've gone as far as saying, we're going to make pregnant women go in for psychological testing. Again, with the guidelines, admittedly, written by the drug companies, with targeting going up from 10% of the country on these to half the country on these drugs, when the drugs admittedly increase suicide and psychotic breaks.
Illinois was one of the first states to really do a fairly good-sized implementation of this thing, and it is, just as you said, it's a cradle-to-the-grave kind of thing. They've got literal planks in this thing from prenatal all the way to elders and nursing homes. And the idea is complete access to anywhere people are, and anywhere that you have so-called primary care, meaning regular medical care, you're also going to include a mental health component. So you get access to everybody at different points. And in Illinois, you're right, it started with pregnant mothers. And it goes on down the line. What happened was, they're not able to get the thing codified into law because of public resistance, but they did create a little bundle of money called Transformation Incentive Grants.
Well, here's an example. Right at the office I'm at in South Austin, at the little local grocery store, little family grocery store right next to me, they were paid, I asked them about it, to put up a big sign that shows a sad snowman, and it says, if happy things make you sad, then maybe you're depressed. And it's a big Merck ad, and it's how to come get on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I mean, half the ads, I'm not kidding, folks, in some magazines I've seen half the ads, the nightly news, maybe four or five of the ads are happy drugs. Oh, women, you're having that time of the month. You're not supposed to feel bad during that. Take a drug. I mean, but the UT thing I saw was with this sicko professor. I'm sure you know about it. You're in the community here. This psychologist coming out and psychiatrist and saying, all these kids are really depressed and we need you to start targeting them and showing them. But in truth, all the studies show when you start talking about suicide to kids, they never even thought about it. You start putting them on these drugs, you introduce that into their mindset, they start killing themselves. This is actually, this death education, and I've got the statistics here today, are killing our kids, doctor.
Well, you got both sides of it, and it's just like what you were saying about the warmongering and the militarism right before I came on. It's the same dynamic. You know, on the one hand, you're describing the brainwashing and conditioning. You know, the billions and billions of dollars that are spent to get the public conditioned to the idea that they have these mental illnesses and that these drugs will help them. That's the marketing part and the conditioning and the brainwashing part. The other part is the actual facts and the data, which don't line up with the false beliefs that are put out as propaganda. The truth is that...
Well, I mean, the propaganda is so bad that literally 15 feet from where I'm sitting in the studio is a billboard on the side of a building for it.
It's billboards, like I say, magazines, television ads, radio ads. It's just an incredible onslaught. Billions of dollars spent on direct-to-consumer marketing to get people to believe that their problems in living are due to biologically or genetically based mental illnesses like the chemical imbalance theory. Just strictly a theory, strictly a belief that people...
How did humans ever survive without Prozac bushes? How do any mammals, how do foxes survive without a Prozac bush?
Yeah, and they're actually anti-survival because the drugs actually create... One, they're poisoned, so they start poisoning people gradually. Two, they take away your ability to think.
Then
and
you get more depressed.
And three, they're more likely to make you kill somebody or kill yourself.
And then when you get more depressed, it works perfectly because then you get on more drugs. They're just like crack dealers walking over to the kids and going, psst, this is what New Freedom is. Psst, come here, kid. Let me give you something. But instead of them trying to sell it to your child, it's going to be a nice doctor in a white lab coat.
I'm here from Merck, little girl. Take this. You'll feel much better soon. We'll be right back with Dr. John Breeding.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
This new Freedom Initiative, which is really new slavery, just like the Patriot Act's called Patriot, it's the complete opposite. Only someone who hated America would push for this. Doesn't keep us safe, makes us unsafe. The New Freedom Initiative is part of a constellation of national ID cards, militarized, federalized police, all of it. I mean, this is a corporate takeover where they're now becoming the government. They're going to force you to use their products. Imagine being a pregnant woman in Illinois, and they're trying to implement it now. They got the law passed. They're having trouble, though. Oh, you have to get a psychological evaluation. You have to. I mean, I don't care if you're 35 or 18. You see, now it's starting with adults. And they're trying to start it in public schools all over the country, even though they can't get states to pass laws. Illinois is one of the few that has. Dr. Breeding, we're not exaggerating. In fact, isn't it hard for you? I mean, it's hard for me. If you don't agree, tell me, to articulate just how bad it is. I mean, it's so much worse than we can even say, because it just, there's so much.
Well, it's hard for me and to articulate it, definitely, but you just did it really well in the sense of describing the basic dynamic, which is that it's a corporate takeover of the government and people's lives. This aspect of it is a real clear example. It's driven entirely by the corporate pharmaceutical industry, and which has more than one paid full-time lobbyist for every member of the U.S. Congress, which spends billions and billions of dollars conditioning and brainwashing the general public to accept the false beliefs like that depression is due to a chemical imbalance. And it drives the dynamic, and therefore it creates a national Congress that's very conducive to supporting that dynamic, because to get elected, for the most part, at the national level, you need major, major money, and you are selected out by these corporate interests. That's really what drives it. But what's at stake is our very hearts, minds, and souls, because once you get on these drugs, and you said it, drugs, more drugs, and then maybe electroshock if you want to just totally destroy your brain and your capacity to fight back, and that's what's at stake. And so the value system of corporate, it's real clear. It's basically two things, you know, maximum profit and minimum liability. Those are the only values. And so in that context, there's never enough. So 10-15% of the kids on psych drugs, that's not enough. We want 25-40%. So, you know, we've already got 15%, but the language of New Freedom is we don't have enough access to the kids.
Well, it's the same thing with the Pentagon at another level, telling kids you've got to sign up or I'll arrest you. And then the people that get caught doing that actually get promoted, and they have offices in the public schools literally harassing children now in the eighth grade, and they follow them. They're starting this now, 2 years ago. They're going to follow them right through for 6 years. From the sixth grade right through the 12th grade, but they're mainly focusing starting in the eighth grade in most schools. Some schools start in intermediate school right through. I mean, literally, the lanyards here at some of the Austin schools where they wear the ID cards around their necks say "Go Army" around them. You know, wearing "Go Army." All this, it's just everywhere.
It's a massive conditioning thing, and it takes a strong intention and outreach to resist that dynamic.
The good news is, though, Dr. Breeding,
they don't want our involvement. You know, we've got a letter right here from the Texas Tech University Medical Center where they had a meeting here in Austin yesterday for a work group to try to talk about how to sneak in some of these New Freedom ideas with pilot programs and some of the clinics and things like that. And so we called them to participate in the meeting, and of course they said this is not open to the public, this is a private meeting, and so you've got the bureaucrats and the university professors and all these people that are involved in this dynamic, and they're not even going to let us in unless we barge our way in through the legislature and that kind of thing. One thing I want to do is to invite your listeners to just give these professors a piece of your mind about their intention to gain access to all of our kids and all the medical care settings of the state.
They're going to become drug pushers.
And just let them know that, you know, we blocked these laws in Texas for a reason, and we don't want you to go forward with this disgraceful, immoral, exploitive kind of dynamic. Can I give the number of one of these guys?
Is this his office number?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Robert G. G-E-E. He's the project manager for the New Freedom Commission here in Texas. He's
let's give his
Texas Tech. Huh?
Let's give his number out when we get back.
Sure.
And there's that big UT professor too. I forget his name. I had an article on it a few weeks ago. I'm sure you're familiar with the big UT program to drug all the kids.
They've got a teen screen program out of UT.
Yeah, that's it. Teen screen to send UT people into the public schools to start it.
Yeah.
Stay there, Dr. Breeding. We'll educate people when we get back on the other side and take calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway.
Dave, Gavin, Chris, Rupert, others, I will get to your calls here in just a few minutes. I know they'll be all over the map, but Dr. Breeding's very well informed on many subjects, so he'll be able to speak to it. It all ties back into the same atmosphere. In human events, in societies, things always go through cycles, and right now we're hitting the bottom, or near the bottom, of a very corrupt, decadent cycle where the elite literally go crazy, where they get on such big megalomaniacal power trips, they think they can do whatever they want. I mean, the best example of this, and I wanted to ask Dr. Breeding about this, and then we'll get into the phone number and who he wants you to call, and it was effective at the State House. We beat bills that were going to pass. It's like we beat transponders that were going to be in every inspection sticker to tax and trace you. They're putting the readers up, though, like nothing ever happened. So, I mean, it's just they just don't care what we want, but we still got to keep fighting, and it is effective. Did you hear about John Yoo, the equivalent of the Attorney General? Alberto Gonzalez was a White House counsel. Well, so is John Yoo. And he was up at a big debate in front of a bunch of college students a few weeks ago, in front of 2,000 people, debating Professor Castle, who we got coming on tomorrow. And he had written in memos in the White House, we can order the torture of children in front of their parents and the crushing of their genitalia. I don't want to say more, but he wrote this. He said genocide is authorized. He said the president can do anything. And this other professor said, did you say that? Is that true? He said, yeah, it's true. He said the president can do that. I mean, when they are doing, the Nazis didn't get on TV or didn't get in front of colleges and say we can torture children. They just did it. I mean, I don't think in modern history anyone has ever openly said we can torture small children. Even in Babylon or in Tyre, they just threw them into fiery pits and they died pretty quick. It was still bad. I mean, this is a, they can't be dumb. I mean, why are they trying to traumatize us by saying this and then equating it with safety when they know it has nothing to do with it? They're just trying to pollute our minds to make us serial killer filth like they are.
Well, it's clear that, you know, it's very overt declaration at this point that the goal of the administration is to have unlimited powers in the executive branch, you know, and you know, why else would you just, you know, do what's been done with the NSA and with the torture stuff. And
so they're just declaring the absolute power and throwing down the gauntlet with "we'll crush small children's testicles." That's what he said.
It sounds like it to me. You know, I have to admit I wasn't familiar with that particular quote, but I know the basic dynamic that you're talking
just
about.
Just type John U. torture into Google.
Yeah.
You'll get mainstream stuff.
Yeah. So it's just disgusting, obviously, and I'm grateful that you're one who's fighting it, and me too, and you know.
But I mean, that even makes me start thinking I'm in some alternate dimension, some twilight zone. I mean, it just that even I'm like, what? He's not arrested instantly? I mean, the guy is absolutely. I mean, these people are psychopaths.
Well, I feel that way too. You know, I think I'm in an alternate dimension a lot of times. You know, and I thought I would be really feel a lot of satisfaction to see President Bush impeached while he's still in office. It's nice to see that possibility developing, but I'll tell you, we sure got our work caught up.
Yeah, he's just a puppet.
As far as just trying to protect as many people as we can.
Well, I mean, it just gets crazy. You know, I got three questions for you, then I want you to give out that number, then I want to take some calls, but here are my three questions just quickly, and I wrote these down. I'm sure that you're aware of the WOAI piece on WOAI TV, where they admitted that the average child in state foster care, it was 66%, and this is last year's numbers, excuse me, 04 numbers, it's now worse, 60-plus percent were on an average of four drugs. 66% were on drugs, the average four, some on many as 18. And they even had medical doctors admitting they'd see kids who were happy and healthy, and then the state would actually, in a matter of a few years, actually kill them with drugs. Because the drug company give them so much money, and they get so much federal money, that they actually will kill you. They will keep giving you more and more until you can't move or having convulsions. And it was listing this. They actually murder you with the drugs. I mean, it is. Imagine 18 drugs, folks. It said thousands were on 18 drugs apiece. I want you to comment on that. I mean, that's the type of psychopathic stuff we're talking about.
Well, that's where the eugenics comes in that you mentioned before. And we did have this Dr. Joe Burkett from the Tarrant County, Fort Worth area state mental health system saying that the reason why these foster kids were on so many drugs was because they come from a bad gene pool. So that is the belief system that drives it. You know, it's a eugenics, you know, kind of thing about life unworthy of living and selecting it.
Because they're targeting poor whites.
Society is genetically unfit.
They're targeting poor whites, blacks, and Hispanics right now. But they're running out of them. Now they're going after the middle-class kids.
Well, the new freedom means everybody. But, yeah, the foster kids are just being slammed with drugs, basically. These are kids that are supposed to be under the care of the state to be taken care of, and instead they're just made as major product points for the pharmaceutical industry and just being driven into the ground.
How do these social workers go, little Billy died, and then they go bury him in a pauper's grave, but the drug company made some money?
And they say they're mentally ill, and they put them on drugs. Those don't work. They put them on more, three, four. Alea Gleason, right out of Pflugerville, who is one of the UT teen screen kids, you know, she got caught up in the system, was sent to treatment, restrained 28 times in a month. On 17 drugs over a period of months, we finally rescued her, and she's now clear and clean, so we saved her life. But that's the reality of what happens with this dynamic.
I just can't. I mean, I can't believe how bad it's gotten, Dr. Brittany. I don't think people realize. I made a comment about the worst state, from my research, being Florida, where they admit that they've lost thousands of children. They don't even know where they are. Thousands. It was over 3,000 a few years ago.
And the listeners know that they need to not, that they can't let people make statements go by glorifying war, glorifying Iraq or whatever, and that crap needs to be challenged. The same thing with anybody and your neighbors, your friends, anybody who's in a situation where they are turning to a belief system in psychiatry or turning their child towards the possibility of a psychiatric diagnosis and drugs, at the very least, make a statement so you plant a seed and let them know that at least you are aware that this is all bogus. This is all a total, complete, 100% fraud.
I specifically want to go back. You were there at the hearings when that the so-called doctor, that the psychiatrist, was testifying, and I mean, they had his quotes. You pointed it out to the AP, and they did put it in there.
Yeah.
A great victory, and that's one of the things that helped us kill this last year. And he said, I mean, he said that their gene pool is bad.
Yep.
Dr. Breeding, how do these doctors who make millions of dollars a year doing this, some of them, how do they do this? I mean, how do they consciously know that this stuff is wrecking lives, and it's just funny to them? I don't understand it.
Well, it's hard to understand, you know. I mean, the conscious part, in a way, is easier to understand, because then you can just attribute it strictly to greed and cynicism, you know. The other part is, you know, how does someone actually believe something that is completely false? You know, it's like what you're describing about the Marines who are good men, but they've been conditioned and programmed to believe that following the government is a good thing and that the government is trustworthy, and so if they say go to war in Iraq, it must be good. You know, how do you get somebody conditioned to have such a false view of reality and accept that is real? That is a piece of work. It happens every day. It's just feed them false, hurt them in certain ways that makes them vulnerable to receiving information, and then just feed them with false data over and over and over and over again. And the capacity of the human mind to accept false beliefs and be conditioned seems virtually unlimited.
Well, here's an example. There are 3,000 plus admitted examples. There's that number again, 3,000. It's like 3,400 and something last time I saw it, that were declassified by 77, from 40 to 77. It was over 3,000 times, where New York subway, I use the example people have heard of, they would release bioweapons, kill people, knowing they would do it. They'd have a GI, and they'd say, hey, let us give your baby a free x-ray. They'd actually radiate the kid and die a week later. They'd have doctors there taking notes how they killed it. I mean, healthy babies. And I can show troops mainstream news articles. I can show people where this has been done thousands of times, that we have a criminal elite in control for a long time in this country, totally divorced from any empathy or humanness, who just, I guess, enjoy exercising power, really mad scientists, serial killer, a guild of serial killers are in control, and then they'll go, okay, maybe that happened, but so what? It isn't like that now. I mean, I just don't know what... I don't understand.
Well, you described it pretty well. You know, it's like I said, that the ability of people to be conditioned is, I say, virtually unlimited. It's somewhat limited, but almost not. You know, the limitations are by the fact that every fiber of our most essential being goes against that, you know, because we're inclined towards loving and truth. So you have to be hurt pretty badly and systematically.
Well, we've talked about that. It's a system that actually abuses its own to create the type of dull, burned, seared people that actually, I guess, see torture and evil as almost just a form of communication. It's just what they do.
That's right. You described it really well.
They're like these little pollution creatures. They just go around polluting everything.
That's right. And in terms of psychiatry and psychology, it gets so perverted that, you know, the way to deal with people in distress is to drug them. When that doesn't work, you give them more drugs. The other way to deal with them is to treat them like little robots and do BMOD on them. And if they don't act the way that you want them to, you punish them. And it's really sad. I'm dealing with a young woman right now who was sent to a place in Utah called Colob Canyon, and she was a teenager, kind of depressed, put her on drugs. She got more depressed, sent her out there. The drugs started making her a little bit psychotic. They wanted to put her on more drugs. She'd break down and cry rather than comfort her. They'd say, you're not cooperating. You know, rather than communicate with her more, they put her on the silent treatment. You can't talk for 8 hours. That's a punishment for leaving your water bottle in the wrong place. You know, so it's a combination of punitive behavior modification and more drugs.
Well, I know a lot of people.
Get her out of there, and she's on her way to recovery.
Well, that's good. Yeah. And, well, I mean, that's the thing. We have the numbers that it makes you worse. We have the numbers. Well, what? The one group in America that commits suicide at a higher level than anybody else is psychiatrists and psychologists. That's an accurate number, isn't it?
The psychiatrists particularly, yeah. That's right.
So, and you know, my dad is in the medical community. He's an oral surgeon and a dentist. But in college, he worked at the Texas State Hospital for just a few months, and he said he couldn't do it. He said that the people running it were manifestly 50 times more out of control and nuts than the most dangerous wards at that facility. And he said they had to be. To do the evil things they were doing, you'd have to be bent to begin with.
You have to be bent and severely bent. You know, I mean, one of the initiatives I work on is about, we're focusing right now on stopping electroshock at the two Austin hospitals that are still doing electroshock. And the way it works is that as a medical doctor, you have to do a residency for psychiatry. You want to be a psychiatrist, so they put you in a situation where you have to participate in an electroshock deal, and it's called blood cement. You know, Dostoevsky said, you know, the way to really get somebody to be a member of your gang is to get them to help four other people.
Well, that's gang psychology.
And that's blood cement.
Yeah, that's gang psychology. They'll take a little vato out, and he's got to knock an old lady on the head to become a made member. And it's like with cops, you know, well, this is the rookie. Let's see if he'll take some of the cash off this drug dealer.
And
he doesn't deserve it.
And with psychiatrists, that's how it works, you know. So that's how psychiatrists can end up doing this electroshock, you know. And so, you know, by the way, anybody who's listening that has experience with electroshock, our website for that is endofshock.com, and we'd love for you to contact us. As an
endofshock.com, and also wildestcults.com.
Yes, sir.
We have links to that up on InfoWars.com. We cover you can buy his books individually from us or in a package deal by themselves or with Dr. Eisenstein, a medical doctor. Boy, he's got a lot of doctorates. One of the biggest practices in Illinois and Indiana with his experiences with the vaccines. Educate before you vaccinate. You can get all three of those books together or get them individually on InfoWars.com. We got to go to calls, Dr. Breeding. It's always wonderful to get you on. I want to keep you on through these calls, but please tell us about the head of this Texas Tech program and how...
Yeah, let me tell you about that real quick because... basically, they had a big meeting here in Austin yesterday, you know, with these honchos from Texas Tech and from MHMR here and all that, you know, to try to scheme how they could get around our blocking the law, you know, and get some pilot programs going. And we tried to attend the meeting, and they wouldn't give us the information on it. And so I would just invite any of you who want to give you an opportunity and make a request, you know, to let this guy, Dr. Robert G., at Texas Tech University, who's a project manager, because if he hears from a bunch of y'all, the other folks up the line, that Stephen Sean at MHMR here and Eduardo Sanchez, the head guy at the State Health Services, they're going to hear about it. And
what particular number is this we're about to call?
It's 806-743-2800. 806-743-2800. That's Dr. Robert G. He's at extension 237.
237, that's key. 806-743-2800, extension 237. And be polite, folks, and I'll tell you, call him, but if you're an alumni of Texas Tech, a great university, and you give money to them, you call the Alumni Association, you call the dean, the president, you say, I'm never giving you, this is where we got to start playing hardball here. You go after our kids with these drug company mandates to do this, you do this, I'm never going to give you another dime, I'm not going to send my children to your university. Listen, I mean, this is serious, folks.
It's the Texas Adolescent Mental Health in Primary Care Initiative. So it's about screening and accessing and drugging our adolescents. They're excluding us from participation in that. And, send them that message that Alice...
All right, let's take a call. Yeah. Let's go ahead and talk to... who's up next here? Dave in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I got to tell you, that's just such a terrible story to listen to. I called in before Dr. Breeding was on,
okay,
but I have a related story on this. I had a very good friend of mine who adopted a child about 15, 20 years ago, And when he was in about eighth grade, one of the teachers in school said he was a little bit overactive, and they wanted to put him on Ritalin. And I told my friend Carl, I said, you do whatever you have to do. Take the kid out, put him in a private school, but do not let them get him on drugs. Today, he's at the Coast Guard Academy. He's got like a 3.8 grade average. He's
good
a
job.
Great, well-adjusted kid. But he was an adopted kid. I wonder if that was in his record. He wasn't foster, but he was adopted. I wonder if the doctor breeding knows anything about, do they have those records when children are adopted? And
simply, any leadership male, and this is in the actual federal documents we've gotten from former Department of Education employees, aggressive, dominant, high IQ mammals are more active. Isn't that true, Dr. Breeding?
Well, yeah, there's definitely, again, all this interpretation about the biological and genetic kind of interpretations around aggression and dominance. You know, it's weird. But what's really good, Dave, about what you did is that you really saved that young person's life, you know, and it's that kind of statement that, and that kind of advocacy on behalf of the people in your life.
Yeah, good job, Dave. We got a break. Stay there. Final segment, more calls, straight ahead. Stay there. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Children book special. We've also got the a bunch of other new specials up there on the website. Go to InfoWars.com and take advantage of those. Dr. Breeding, just very quickly, 2 points. The molecules in serotonin reuptake inhibitors and things like then the amphetamine-type drugs like Ritalin. I mean, I don't think people know. I've looked at the molecules and read the medical handouts. These are more toxic than even the street drugs in many cases. I don't think people know that, number one. Number two, that was exciting hearing how that little bit of advocacy that that man did probably kept that child off of Ritalin and probably saved his life.
Yes, indeed. You know, there's a saying that, you know, you should never let the fact that sometimes it seems like you don't only do a little stop you from doing something, because sometimes that little statement or intervention, you just don't know. And in that case, it was nice to see he knew the result. He really made a difference in that person's life. But, you know, a lot of times the false data, they have to keep bombing it and bombing it and bombing it and keep the noise going constantly because it doesn't hold on its own. So it's amazing sometimes how just a seed of truth can sort of melt a whole boatload of false data.
Well, yeah, it's like the truth's an enzyme, and they've got to keep shoveling the lie on us. Let's go to Gavin. Gavin in California. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. This is Gavin. I have a friend who's an intelligence advisor, and he actually ends up being a go-between for many of the secret societies, including the Illuminati. And he's a good guy. I have turned him on to some of your stuff so that he can see some of what people he work with are doing. And he actually gave me some insight into the dual care ritual, which I'd like to pass on to you.
Well, you're talking about what we caught on tape. And, you know, man, I wish we'll do it quick because we're almost out of time. And
yes.
Call me back tomorrow.
Okay, this is real quick. Dual care is actually a play on words for dual carnane, which is in the Quran in the chapter called The Cave, chapter 18. It's Moses. So to cut to the chase, what they're actually doing that most of the members of Bohemian Grove don't even realize is happening, they're sacrificing the religions of Abraham, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, to the god Moloch.
Well, I know this. Also, Kerr tried to get out of the box and did get out of the box with Mephistopheles in the book written in the 1500s, and it was actually based on a somewhat true story, but it is a fable, though, overall. And then Kerr escapes from the box, so it's multi-layered. I wasn't aware of that particular interpretation. Write it up. Send it to the Prison Planet comment section. We'll put it up, and a couple hundred thousand people will read it. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Sorry, we're moving so fast. We're almost out of time. Chris in Illinois. Go ahead, Chris, quickly.
Hi, Alex. I was forced in fifth grade to go on Ritalin by my teacher, actually.
Because she's a doctor.
They forced, well, yeah, I did, you know, I was a fifth grader. And
how long were you on it?
Until I was about 17.
What was it like?
Well, I got scars all over my arms. I became an alcoholic. I've been sober for 3 years now.
Oh, that's right, Dr. Breeding. Don't we see now studies long-term, a lot higher increase of drug abuse and crime out of this?
Well, it sounds like he's saying that it was contributed to his being self-destructive and towards ongoing drug addiction, and I'm really glad that he's moved into recovery, but yeah, it really messes up people's lives.
Robert, call me back tomorrow. You're just a wonderful person, and I want to talk about this more, and I'm sorry we're cutting you off, and I'm sorry to Rupert, holding for 45 minutes, didn't get on. We'll try to get more of your calls in the future. Thank you so much. Dr. Breeding, always great having you on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
God bless you.
Glad to have you as an ally, brother.
You bet. God bless you for all you do getting involved out there, too, my friend. Without you and other people like you, we'd be in a lot of trouble. We are in trouble, but we'd be in even deeper trouble. Have a good week, okay, Doctor?
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net. Get out there and take on the scum. Defend the people. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.